The Simcoe Muskoka District Health Unit has reported 25 new COVID-19 cases in its latest update posted October 20. Included in the new cases are 22 unvaccinated and 3 fully vaccinated people. There is an outbreak at the Central North Correctional Center in Penetanguishene with at least 11 cases confirmed by the health unit. The new cases reported in the region today are as follows: Collingwood, 1. One person between 35 and 44 years old whose case is still under investigation. Barrie, 3, one youth under 18 years old and two people between 35 and 44 years old. One case is linked to close contact and two are still under investigation. Springwater, 1, one youth under 18 years old whose case is linked to close contact transmission. Innisfil, 3, three youth under 18 years old. Two cases are linked to close contact transmission and one is outbreak related. Penetanguishene, 7, three people between 18 and 34 years old, and four people between 35 and 44 years old. All seven cases are outbreak related. Tiny, 1, one person between 45 and 64 years old whose case is still under investigation. Issa, 1, one youth under 18 years old whose case is linked to close contact transmission. New Tecumseth, 3, one youth under 18 years old and two people between 35 and 44 years old. All three cases are linked to close contact transmission. Muskoka District, 5, four cases in Bracebridge and one in Gravenhurst. There are currently 145 active cases in the region. 8 people from Simcoe County are hospitalized with COVID-19. Since the start of the pandemic, the local health unit has confirmed 13,836 cases of COVID-19 with 13,429 of those cases recovered and 262 cases ending in death. According to the health unit, 71.8% of the population living in Simcoe Muskoka, including children, have received both doses of vaccine and 75.7% have had at least one dose of a vaccine. The health unit reported the rate of infection in unvaccinated individuals who are eligible for a vaccine is 10 times higher than it is for someone who is fully vaccinated. The rate of hospitalization is 23 times higher for unvaccinated people compared to vaccinated. Those observations are based on data collected between August 22 and October 16. For more on the vaccination status of Simcoe Muskoka cases, click here. Anyone born in 2009 or earlier living in Simcoe Muskoka region can book their first or second dose of vaccine online via Ontario Vaccine Booking System. More appointments are added regularly for clinics throughout the region. School outbreaks. There are 3 active outbreaks in schools in Simcoe County. An outbreak has been declared at Holy Cross Public School in Innisfil as of October 15. There are 15 cases associated with the outbreak. Orchard Park Elementary School in Orillia has been in outbreak since October 5, and there are 10 cases associated with the outbreak. St. Marie of the Incarnation Elementary School in Bradford has been in outbreak since October 1, and there are 21 cases associated with the outbreak. Breakdown by municipality. The health unit does sometimes remove a case or move them based on further investigation of location data. The chart below reflects updated totals for each municipality as reported by the health unit on October 20. Municipality total cases asterisk recoveries deaths in hospital last case reported cumulative incidence rate asterisk percent of 12 plus pop. With 2 doses of vaccine Adj Tosarantio 225,221 to the 1st of October 17 1,898 65.4% Barrie 4,557 4, 389,124 the 2nd of October 19 2,970 81.9% Bradford WG 2,249 2,204 38 October 16 5,152 79.2% Clearview 149, 140, 5 October 16 991 74.5% Collingwood 281,271 3 the 1st of October 19 1,139 90.2% ESA 558,549 the 5th of October 19 2,315 84.7% Innisfil 1,356 1,318 the 19th of October 19 3,289 75.4% Midland 218,212 the 6th of September 26 1,191 85.3% New Tecumseth 1,657 1,631 18 the 1st of October 19 3,914 78.4% Aurelia 368,357 the 8th of October 15 1,089 88.6% Oro Medant 255,241 5 the 2nd of October 17 1,093 92.6% Penetanguishene 223,204 the 8th of October 19 2,314 88.1% Remara 127, 126, 1 October 5 1,215 68.4% Severn 93, 88, 3 1 October 14 620 63.5% Springwater 321,312 the 2nd of October 19 1,498 88.9% Tay 132,129 the 3rd of September 24 1,177 88.4% Tiny 151,145 the 2nd of October 19 1,125 75.6% Wasaga Beach 314,306 the 5th of October 17 1,325 83.1% Tilde fully vaccinated means an individual whose second dose was 14 or more days before the onset of COVID-19 symptoms. Cumulative incidence rate is the number of cases per 100,000 people reported to date asterisk total cases include the number of cases currently recovering at home as well as any that have recovered, died, or are in hospital.